You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's Earth Day. We'll talk to Tia Nelson, daughter of the late Gaylord Nelson, former Wisconsin senator and governor, and the driving force behind the creation of Earth Day. First, you may have heard that approval ratings for Congress are at record lows. Well, according to a new poll, levels of public trust of the media are at about the same level. The Media Insight Project, and that's a partnership of the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the American Press Institute, found that only 6% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in the media. Last several years have seen some big journalistic blunders, from reporting on the Boston Marathon bombing to a retracted campus rape story at Rolling Stone magazine. Questions of accuracy and balance are at the top of the list, it turns out, for a lot of news consumers. Tom Rosenstiel joins us now to talk about what Americans are looking for from their media. He's executive director of the American Press Institute. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, Tom, I mean, 6% feel a great deal of confidence. That is at Congress level numbers. That's pretty bad for what Americans are thinking. Why did it get so low there?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. The first one is that there's a lot more media out there than there used to be, and so the range of good to bad is wider than it once was. When we asked people in other work that I've done, when you think of the media, what do you think of? They tend to think of something that they're disappointed in. They often think of cable news, and they often think of a cable channel that they don't like. When we ask people how they feel about the media that they use most, the numbers are very different. For instance, this is not this survey, but an earlier one I worked on. When we ask people, do you think the media usually gets the facts right, 60% said no. When we ask people, how about the media you use most often, 60% said yes. So there's a, much like with Congress,
yeah,
there's the, I don't like Congress, but I keep, my guy's different, and I keep electing him or her as an incumbent.
Now, this new survey did a lot more than just ask how confident people were in the media. You really tried to dig down and see what people valued, what earned trust in media, what kind of themes emerged from the public.
So the last time, that there was a body of scholarly work in this, but it was all done in the 20th century, and it generated the ideas that people wanted fair, balanced, complete, and accurate. Those were the four big ones. And but the whole digital world was sort of left out of that, and those ideas are so general, it's hard for a publisher to know, what do you do with that? I mean, what does fairness mean? It's a bit in the eye of the beholder. So we dug down pretty deep. We asked people, what are the topics you cover that you follow most? Where do you go to follow those? Name the news organization you use most for that. Now, tell us what it is that you like about it, or what are the things that make you trust it? And we drilled into about 16 pretty concrete things. First of all, accuracy is number one. 85% of people said that was critical for them. But the second thing, at about 75%, was timeliness. It has to be up to date. Well, for a lot of media, newspapers, for instance, that wasn't anything they could really compete on until the digital age. Mm-hmm. The next thing that was really important to people was, don't waste my time. Tell it as concisely as you can. And the fourth thing was, and tell it in depth. So that's sort of contradictory.
Right.
But it also may mean, you know, tell it long, but no longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, I want to dig into a couple contradictions there. I want to start with number one and two, accurate and timely. And this seems to be a problem sometimes. If you're a news organization, you want to be the first and you want to be fast. And every now and then, being first and fast means it isn't accurate. How is, especially an online media organization, dealing with that tightrope?
Yeah, so two things that are interesting about that. One is, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are very few physical laws in journalism, but one of them is that speed is the enemy of accuracy. The less time you have to check things, the more mistakes you're going to make. We heard from people in the long interviews we did in ethnographic research and in focus groups. They said, well, I feel differently if it's a breaking news story. You know, there I don't expect, I expect things are going to be confused. The other thing we saw is what people are looking for really varies depending on the story. What they want out of a traffic and weather report is, it really needs to work on my mobile phone, It's got to be super navigable. It's got to be quick. Their expectations about coverage of politics is pretty different, or local crime. They're looking there for, am I seeing my neighborhood and my community? The other thing we saw is that there's a whole host of digital elements that are now paramount for people, particularly people under 40. There, it needs to load fast. A really big one was, if the ads interfere and eat my phone or get in the way, I'm irritated. I feel like you've exploited me for the advertiser. And the other thing was, it's got to be navigable. I've got to be able to find what I want. These are things that we just didn't think about in the era when you watched television news, you sat back on the sofa, you weren't navigating, you were receiving. But, you know, we're all our own editors now, and those things are, you know, having your mobile app or your mobile browser work well on a phone is as critical as spelling the words right or getting the newspaper to somebody's house or not having dead air. You know, you work in radio. Dead air is considered sort of a fundamental.
Yeah, they don't like that here.
Yeah. Having, you know, a mobile app that works well, loads fast, and isn't intruded on by the ads, that for particularly the digital generation, that's the same as dead air.
Talking to Tom Rosensteel from the American Press Institute about what people want from the media, what earns their trust and earns their page views, a big recent survey that the American Press Institute participated in. Tom, one thing that we talk a lot about here is the idea of media bias. Fill in the blank, the media is liberal, the media serves corporate interests, that sort of thing. Are these issues that came up in the people you surveyed?
Yeah, not as much as these other things like, you know, can it work? Does it actually work? Can I get the information I need? Partly because, remember, a lot of the news that we all consume isn't political, right? We do a lot of, you know, you get up in the morning, you want to find out, you know, traffic, weather, major headlines. Sports is a major component of people's news diet. Lifestyle news, and people told us on lifestyle, by the way, they don't even really care if it's all that accurate because it's a form of entertainment and they know there's gossip elements there. They just have different criteria. But when we asked people, tell us about some experience that caused you to lose trust in a particular news outlet, about 40% could point to a specific incident that they recalled. And the biggest factor in that one was, I thought it was unfair. I thought it was biased. So people are on the lookout to be irritated by bias, but it's really, you know, it's not, when you're watching ESPN, you expect opinion and you expect people to be debating. And so, you know, it's important to remember that our news goes way beyond national politics in particular, even local news. The bias component was a smaller element of it.
With the ad question, one thing I thought, even when ads don't interfere with loading, they're really still kind of obtrusive, and that you could be reading a serious news story and then your ad link is to shocking Kardashian outfits or something like that. Is that something people noticed as affecting their views of the credibility of an online news source?
It's a great question. That came up over and over. We actually didn't even ask about it, and people brought it up. They want the ads to be appropriate to the content. They don't want it to seem, you know, out of sync or in bad taste. Now, that's very interesting. Back in the day, you know, in television and newspapers and magazines, a lot of thought went into that. Now, in the digital age, a lot of these ad placements are outsourced to ad networks, the publishers are not even necessarily involved. Things are targeted through algorithms. But the consumers don't know that, and they're offended. And it was something that emerged in the conversations repeatedly. This, to them, is a matter of taste and judgment.
So, Tom, people want their news to be speedy and accurate, concise and detailed. They want ads to be out of the way and unobtrusive and appropriate, and the journalists, the media sources want to make money. So, a lot of contradictions going on here. What's a lesson for the media in the 21st century?
Well, I'd say one lesson is, hey, your job's so easy. You have to only do everything really fast, too. The other one is, I think in the end, it comes down to people's judgment, and this is sort of a boiling down thing, people's judgment about your motive. Do they trust you? Are you trying to do the right thing? They actually were pretty forgiving for mistakes that were understandable. You know, if you got a name wrong and things like that, they get that you're human. They want to know, are you really trying? And we heard a lot about, if you make a mistake, own up to it and prove to me that you've learned something from that. Don't try and hide it. So I think what we're picking up, particularly in the longer form interviews, was I know you're not going to be perfect, and I'm putting pretty high demands on you, but I want to know that you're trying and you're doing your best, and that when you screw up, you are owning that.
We'll leave it there for now. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Tom Rosensteel, Executive Director of the American Press Institute, talking about some recent in-depth survey and interview research on what Americans want from their media. You can share your thoughts, by the way, over at the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.